Thanks for listening to the History Buff podcast with your resident history buff and Berlin tour guide, Arty. If you're enjoying the podcast, then you can really, really help us by liking and sharing the episodes on social media and rating the podcast on your streaming platform. If you'd like to see more History Buff content, then please give us a follow on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Links are in the show notes. Thank you for your support. Attention all history buffs. Are you tired of boring lectures and dry textbooks? Well, get ready to embark on an exciting journey through time with your resident history buff and Berlin tour guide, Arty. Introducing the History Buff podcast, available at thehistorybuff.co and wherever podcasts can be found. Some historians argue that without the Mongol destruction of Kievan Rus, the Rus would not have unified into the Tsardom of Russia. As they were brought before the firing squad, Elena screamed, "You sons of bitches!" while Nikolai started singing the Internationale. The firing squad started shooting as soon as the couple was positioned against the wall.
It was a disruption to have a woman saying that kind of things, supported by her husband, who was a president and he was also a military.
Tito gets so fed up with this that he writes Stalin a letter.
Yes.
And he says, "Stop sending people to kill me. We've already captured five of them, one of them with a bomb and another with a rifle. If you don't stop sending killers, I'll send one to Moscow and I won't have to send another." And he is actually said to have remarked, "But drinking is the joy of Rus."
She famously said that, "I love the emperor, if only he were not the emperor."